Kuf Ayin Tes. Rama Sudota Venotel Yodav Maim Achreidim En Yoch Lechel Velalishto Sashivor Vilas Amod. Once a person watches the Maim Achreidim, that's considered a Hefzik Hadas from the Suda, decides to stop his Suda, and therefore he's not allowed to eat anything till he makes Vilas Amod. Even if he wants to make a new bracha, it's also improper to do that, because once you wash your hands for Vilas Amod, you're supposed to not have any hefsekin between that and making Vilas Amod. Mr. Brew brings that there are some poskim that say that if you do want to make another bracha, then it is acceptable to make a bracha, let's say hamoisi, and then eat bread afterwards before you bench. And Lamaise says, Achreinu Mamekim on that. So once again, a person who washes Mayim Achreinu Lachatil should bench immediately. If for some reason he feels the need to eat, then he can't eat after that point, but he has to make a bracha. And then when he finishes eating the second time, then he washes a second time for the Mayim Achreinu from that part of the eating. As we said before, that Lachatil, one should avoid that and make sure before you wash your hands, before Vilas Amod, that you have finished the meal completely. Everybody agrees to stand talk between Mayim Achreinim and Vilas Amod is also. It says, take it, Atila Gocha. One should not have any second between the two of them. V'mama Havlan Azor, this is one step down. He didn't wash Mayim Achreinim, but they said, let's go and bench. So that's also a Hesach Adas. Vasil Lishtay Se'elam Kin Yivarachal Atchila. Atchila Dinu Kishtia. According to the Rosh, once you said Havlan Azor, let's bench, that's considered that you decided not to eat anymore, and to change your mind, that's considered eating again, and you will have to make a bracha on that. Before we said you're not, after Mayim Achreinim, you're not allowed to eat. Here you're allowed to eat, but you have to make the bracha. As the opinion of the Rosh, whereas the Ben Yoyin and the Ran hold the Achilah Shani. Apisha Siluk Yodim Melech, Apisha Siluk Shulchot, was the last of the Achilah, Ein Tol of Opanak, the Kol, Shulam Yotel Yodim, Lein Estal Gamer Achilah. The other opinion holds that as far as eating is concerned, people never finish eating. The only thing that stops it is Bir Zamot. So if you said we're stopping to eat and then you decide to start to eat, then we just made clear to us that you really did not have the full intention to stop before, and therefore you can continue eating without a bracha. So basically, after you said, "Have on the bracha," let's bench. The machlokes is whether you have to make a bracha on food that you after that or not. The Mishnah Berurah says there's many places that say that you have to make a bracha for both achila and shtiyah. Therefore, like achila, you should make sure that once you have on the bracha, you should not eat because you're getting into trouble. So you make a bracha, and according to one opinion, it's a bracha levatol. If you're in a bracha, you're eating without a bracha. So once you have a levatol, you really should just bench. As far as drinking is concerned, if you want to drink afterwards and make a bracha, then you can.